without you. There's the born again losers and the lavender boozers and some crack team from Washington Heights. The boys from Avenue B, the girls from Avenue D are Tinkerbell and tights. This celebration somehow gets me down, especially when I see you're not around. There's no Peter Pedantic saying things romantic in Latin, Greek, or Spic. There's no Three Bananas or Brenda Alexander dishing all their tricks. It's a different feeling that I have today, especially when I know you've gone away. There's a girl from Soho with a t-shirt saying I blow. She's with the Jive 5, 2 plus 3. And the girl for pay dates are giving cut rates or else doing it for free. The past keeps knock, knock, knocking on my door, and I don't want to hear it anymore. No consolations, please, for feeling funky. I gotta get my head above my knees. But it makes me mad and it makes me sad, and then I start to freeze. In the back of my mind I was afraid it might be true. In the back of my mind I was afraid that they meant you. The Halloween parade. At the Halloween parade. At the Halloween parade. See you next year at the Halloween
.5 WMFO in Medford, Halloween Parade by Lou Reed, and a bunch of other stuff. I'll tell you what I played later on because I'm got some live guests right now. Got a live band for you right now. They're all ready to go. We're at 91.5 MFO in Medford, but right now I'm pleased to introduce to you, I think they're all ready. You guys ready, boys?
Oh, yeah.
Let's let them go. The Stigmatics. Stigmatics.
Sure.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All I ask is for honesty. All I get from you and I. It's been this way since the beginning. Be another way.
My tongue was sticking to the roof of my mouth. It's the Stigmatics. And you guys sound great. Sounded good to me.
Thanks for having us, Brian. It's great to be here again.
Stigmatics.
It's been like a year.
Stigmatics. Sounding awesome. Let's introduce the band. We have Peter on lead vocals, guitar.
And Bob Bruce.
Bob Bruce on lead guitar.
And Matt Robinson is playing bass. And we've got new Bob Whitelock on drums.
Brand new Bob.
Yeah, that's
his, a new Bob,
only
right.
The second show he's done with us.
Oh, sounding great, Bob.
Right on. We're lucky to have him. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, as you know, drummers are, you know, hard to find.
My band is looking for one. Anyone out there, the Thigh Scrapers, need a drummer. But we're not going to talk about that right now. How are you guys doing? You guys playing out and about? What?
Yeah, we're busy. We're going to be playing on the 2nd, November 2nd, Friday, this coming Friday, at the C Note in Hull.
Oh, wow.
And that's going to be a fun show. That's the Harlequin Reunion. And who else is on that
climate
bill?
Climate Change, right? Yeah, with Michael Weddle. And Mad Painter, which is sort of a...
Mad Painter?
The frog band with Kenny Hyland.
That's funny. They used to call me the Mad Painter when I painted houses. Because I always walked into the bar with paint all over me. You know?
And that'll be fun. We haven't played with Mad Painter before.
No.
And then we're playing on November. I want to get these right. Friday, November 9th is at the Old Sod. And
that's in Dedham.
And then the following night, we're going to head over to Worcester and play a club called Beatniks.
Right on.
On with November 11th.
All right.
Evil Philippe, I think it is. It's a girl band.
Speak right into the mic, Bob.
Yeah. I believe the band we're playing with is called Evil Philippe. It's a girl band, sort of like... Color Killer, who are on your show.
Oh, that's kids.
But they're girls.
Huh. So two very distinct different things about them. Kids, girls, and yeah, that's something to see.
Yes, punk rock is alive. It's just in the...
And they're punkers, too,
right,
huh?
Right. It's in the elementary schools, in the middle schools.
Well, that's great. There's a future for punk. I love it. Punk's not dead at all. Right on. What are you gonna play for us next?
This one's called American Dream. We just finally recorded this one. We went up to New Hampshire to the Electric Cave. Mark McElroy up there did a great job. We recorded like 6 songs, and this is one of them. And Brian's got these. You can request these songs right here at MFO.
Right on. Peter, if you put those headphones on, you can hear your vocals better if you want to do that.
Let me see if that messes me up.
But,
might help you remember them better, too.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll help.
But you sound sweet through the headphones.
I'll keep it a surprise.
We're 91.5 WMFO. We have the Stigmatics playing live.
Okay.
What do you have for us?
This
next?
One's called Can't Make You Stop. We'll be right back.
Great stuff, guys. The Stigmatics on 91.5 MFO. About halfway through, I think, huh?
Yeah.
Few more to go. Little tunage.
All right, we'll bring this one down a little bit. This one started out kind of real slow country, Hank Williams thing, and went through some incarnations. And
if you're astute at the history of country music, you can probably hear this is a nod to Hank Williams' Lost Highway.
Okay.
Nice.
Get Tom in the audience clapping. What's up, Tom?
Hey, how you doing?
Captain Easy Cord Glider. Just say, you can say hi.
Hi. Just
dropping off some stuff. Huh. We'll talk later, Tom.
Okay.
But you're playing tonight.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, the Liars.
Middle East, right?
Middle East upstairs, yes.
With Glider.
With the band Glider. Middle East upstairs with Liars and the Modifiers.
And the Modifiers.
We can talk later, Tom.
Okay.
We got a couple more songs with the Stigmatics live here. 91.5 MFO.
Bob, you good?
Yeah.
All right, this one's called Not Short Enough.
One, two, three, four.
More. Why don't you say the places you're playing again real quick? Can you do it real quick?
Yeah. Friday, November 2nd, we're at the C Note in Hull. And Friday, November 9th, we're at the Old Sod in Dedham. And Saturday, November 10th, right, the one right after that, is at Beatniks in Worcester.
Right on. What's this one called?
I Need More.
Oh, I love it. I've seen these guys probably a half dozen times.
Yeah. You've been an early fan, Brian. Thanks.
Right on.
We really appreciate your support and, you know, your support for the scene. It's terrific.
It's my pleasure.
You know?
I Need More.
Ready?
One, two, three, four. Solid takes. Seven, eight, that was
city. It's all the same to me.
Fantastic set, guys. That was just awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks again for having us, Brian.
My pleasure. I mean, that was just great.
This is always fun. Always fun. Like listening to the show.
Well, let's do it again in 6 months, huh?
Right.
Right on. What are you guys doing now? Heading back down the Cape? Where you live?
I live down on the Cape. I got to work tonight. So otherwise I'd be at that Liar show.
Right.
But I've got a gig.
Yeah, Bob, where are you playing tonight?
What's your other band, Bob?
The Usual Suspects. It's a punk band.
I've heard of them. Usual Suspects.
Pay me money. it's a Halloween extravaganza.
I need a band that makes money.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Bolton Street
Bands make money?
Some cover bands.
Yeah, they make money.
Sometimes. All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Wonderful set. Keep doing what you're doing. Stick around. We'll take some pictures, huh? Here's a song you didn't play yet. You guys stick around at home. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Still got half a show. We got a Ramones block coming up. Boston Groupie News Report. This Stigmatic song they didn't play. It's called Drama Queen on MFO.
it's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters! Heart attack, cancer, stroke! Save yourself and all those animal lives! Go vegan now! Free recipes at PETA.org.
What are you gonna eat? Zucchini or hagma?
Something must have happened over Manhattan. Who could have spawned all the children missed time? Could they ever expect such a Frankenstein? Such a Frankenstein. I remember when you was children, you were better than any man. And there was never nothing that you could ever understand. But you knew who was bent on being master, making his demented plans. He's always making his plans. When his plans, they don't fit your style, you get a feeling of your own or two. That's when he starts calling you wild and you just don't know what to do. So now you come around here and you're trying to take over my town. Just because you're back home, baby, how they put you down. Oh, baby, how they put you down. I know they put you down. So now you're storming round here. Got a list of your demands. You're in a place where they don't expect nothing
Thank you. the night of the vampire. Tonight is the night of the vampire. If it's raining and you're running, don't slip in mud. If you do, you'll slip in blood tonight. It's the night of the vampire. The night of the vampire. The moon may be full, the moon may be white. All I know is you'll feel his bite tonight. It's the night of the vampire. Tonight is the night of the vampire. Resurrected from Transylvania. St. Swithin's day he was born. I stare through the darkness. Lips form, maidens cry. Tonight is the night.
Night of the Vampire, indeed. Okay. With all my guests here today, surprise guests and people coming out of the woodwork and people without microphones. What's up, Marie?
About what I said.
I haven't been backlogging. I haven't been doing my job, all of my job. So, yeah, way back before Stigmatics played a tremendous, spectacular set. I played, and after the Cramps block, we did Motorhead, Overkill, long version. Then we did Bomber, performed by Girl School. And then we did Reverend Horton Heat, going out to Lucas.
All right.
With Generation Y. We did The Misfits with Horror Business, Lou Reed with Halloween Parade. Then the Stigmatics did their set. Then we did a studio version, a Drama Queen. New York Dolls, Frankenstein. That was a demo, believe it or not. An awesome demo by New York Dolls. Mudhoney, Halloween. The Stooges, I Want to Be Your Dog. Because the end of that Mudhoney song sounded a lot like I Want to Be Your Dog. Didn't it? And Fuzz Tones, Night of the Vampire. And yes, and that brings us to Bob, who's still here from the Stigmatics. And he wanted to tell us about a little side project of his.
Well,
or a big side project
of
his.
It's a big side project. We have a 7-inch out. It's the name of the band's called The Fighting Fish. That's F-I-G-H-T-I-N. And in the band is Matt Robinson, the bass player from the Stigmatics, as well as myself. Andy Excuse on vocals and guitar. Andy used to play with a bunch of bands like the Elgins. Played in the Varmints for a while. And George Condalis on drums. We do a song that the Stigmatics also do called The Creeper, and we thought it would be very appropriate for today. We have a 7-inch out.
Hey, don't be talking about my 7-inch.
Well, we wanted a 12-inch, but...
Hey, I do what I can do. I do what I can do.
This is our first release. We have a second release coming out called Nose Cat, which has a very punky version of Year of the Cat, if you're old enough to remember it.
I like the original, believe it or not.
Well, this is a punky version.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
And that will be out in January on vinyl. All this stuff is available on Bandcamp, Apple, YouTube, all that stuff.
Can we find that Year of the Cat on Bandcamp now?
Yes, you can.
Oh, wow.
You can find it on Bandcamp now, and you can find four other.